welcome to the Your Success Personally podcast with your host, yours truly, Vanessa G, where we will talk about success as defined by you. Here, we don't look at the playbook of others to bring you down. Instead, we are going to cover topics that pertain to how you, as an individual, can reach your goals and potential. Don't look at others to define your success. You create it. Your rules, your way, and how you get there. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to the Your Success Personally podcast with your host, yours truly, Vanessa G, where we enjoy bringing you topics that pertain to success, self-care, productivity, lifestyle, and mental health and wellness. We are back today as we continue to seek the best kind of living in this new year, 2024. I wanted to ask you, what are you planning to do in this new year to deal with stress? So we looked at stress and stress management. We took a look at anxiety and how to deal with that, just a few different ways to deal with anxiety. And now for the next few episodes, we can take a look at some other practices that helps to make us more effective in life. Today, we are going to look at the Mind Matters Mastery, having the power of mindfulness. All right. So I believe in the last episode, I mentioned that mindfulness is a tool that you can definitely use to assist you with dealing with anxious thoughts, right? But today I really want to expand a little more about this tool. It's very powerful in the way of helping you become more aware of you. So when we're thinking about mastering our minds, one way to do that is through the power of mindfulness. So if you didn't know, mindfulness is a state of focused attention and awareness on the present moment without judgment. It involves intentionally directing your attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations in a non-reactive and accepting manner. This practice is rooted in ancient contemplative traditions such as Buddhism, but has gained widespread popularity in contemporary settings as a valuable tool for reducing stress and enhancing mental clarity. But Buddhism as a religion doesn't hold the exclusive rights to mindfulness or meditation. As a Christian and a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I can point to many scriptures that speak to being mindful and meditating on God and His teachings for love, assurance, comfort, and to hold off anxiousness, sadness, and fear. So for sure, mindfulness is a practice that is universally held and can be used universally as well. So here's how mindfulness can be a game changer in reducing stress and enhancing mental clarity. So for stress reduction, mindfulness helps break the cycle of constant thinking about the past or worrying about the future, which are common sources of stress. Would you not agree? By bringing attention to the present moment, it encourages a non-judgmental awareness that can alleviate stress. Also, think about enhanced mental clarity. Mindfulness allows individuals to observe their thoughts and emotions without becoming entangled in them. This non-reactive observation fosters mental clarity by creating space between stimuli and responses, enabling more thoughtful and measured reactions. Now let's explore some practical techniques to incorporate mindfulness into a busy schedule. The first thing we'll look at is mindful breathing. What is that? Well, take a few minutes to focus on your breath. Inhale and exhale slowly, paying attention to each breath. This simple practice can be done anywhere, at any time, and helps anchor your awareness to the present moment. Another way to incorporate mindfulness is through body scan meditation. Think about setting aside a few minutes to consciously scan your body from head to toe, paying attention to any sensations without judgment. This helps increase body awareness and promotes relaxation. Another way is mindful walking. How many of you enjoy taking long walks, much like I do? You can turn your daily walk into a mindfulness exercise. As you are walking, pay attention to each step, the sensation of your feet touching the ground, and the movement of your body. This can be done during a short break at work or when you're commuting. Another way to incorporate mindfulness is through mini mindfulness breaks. So what that means is that you're incorporating brief mindfulness breaks throughout the day. You take a moment to pause, to observe your breath, to notice your surroundings, or to become aware of your current emotions. These micro moments can have a cumulative positive effect on you and your mental wellness. Also, think about mindful technology use. And what we're saying is that you consciously engage with technology. When you are using your phone or computer, take a moment to notice the physical sensations, sounds, and visual elements. Avoid mindless scrolling and be intentional about your interactions with your technology. Fostering a present and focused mind involves consistent practice and a gradual shift in mindset. Here are a few other tips as we think about how to master your mind. First thing, set intentions. Start your day by setting positive intentions. Consider what aspects of your day you want to approach mindfully and remind yourself periodically to stay present. Another tip, practice gratitude. Take time to reflect on things you are grateful for. This shifts your focus to positive aspects of your life, fostering a more positive and present mindset. Another tip, mindful eating. What about that? How many of us, when we felt like we are overwhelmed or had a lot on our minds, often just shoveled food into our faces, not taking into account what or how much we're eating? Mindful eating consists of paying attention to the flavors, textures, and sensations while eating. Avoid distractions and savor each bite. This can be powerful and is a powerful way to bring mindfulness into your daily activity. And lastly, another and great tip, acceptance and non-judgment. Cultivating an attitude of acceptance and non-judgment toward your thoughts and emotions is a great way to master your mind. It consists of acknowledging them, meaning your thoughts, without attaching value judgments, and allows for a more balanced and present mental state. What we need to remember is that mindfulness is a skill that develops with consistent practice. As with anything new, start with small, manageable steps and gradually expand your practice over time. As you integrate mindfulness into your routine, you may find that it becomes a valuable tool for managing stress, enhancing mental clarity, and fostering a more present and focused mind. All of this are really enhancements and helpful to us in becoming more successful. Take good care. Bye now.
So, we have come to the end of our time today. I hope our discussion was helpful to you. I wish you positive vibes and encourage you to do you as you climb the ladder of success. If you are feeling this episode, please decide to subscribe and join the success journey. For more encouragement along the way, follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Your Success Personally, and continue to listen wherever podcasts can be found. And remember, your success by your rules.